Blog Talk Radio.
Sims, go ahead and kick it. Having flashbacks from yesterday with Magic Mike. I just pictured Channing Tatum dancing to that.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
See how I like my memes? Yes.
Yeah, and totally made me stop and go, wait, what?
As soon as my computer's fixed, there will be a Channing Tatum sim somewhere. I will tell you guys where you can go and download it. You have to have the Sims to play with him, but yeah. Ooh, cannot wait.
Wow. All right.
At least I got a little crush.
You do, you do. And it sounds like you had a lot of fun at that, so
yes.
That's what matters.
Would have had more fun if Ginger was there with us.
I know. Why do I have to live so far away?
I know. Oh, it's a joke.
I'm so sad about this.
Can I tell them about your new baby?
You can tell them about my new baby, yes.
Ginger's got a cute little kitty baby.
I do. We were out walking Saturday and happened to see it across the street. I don't know how we heard it through all the traffic, but scooped that little girl up and she's mine now.
What's her name?
Boots. Puss in Boots.
I'm going to call her Puss in Boots and Atrix because everything has an Atrix on the end.
She's so cute. She's tiny. I mean, I've got small hands and she fits in my hand. She is just so small.
You know what's funny? When you say that, I'm like, your hands are not tiny. They're the same size as mine. My hands are tiny.
Yeah, we got some small hands going on. You know, guys love it, though, so.
Hey, that was early. It is too early. I want to put the hands above the desk in Twitter, and you just made it put them back below the desk.
It's never, ever too early for those jokes. Never.
You're bad. So Ginger's got some breaking news because, you know, we're always watching.
I do. All right. So yesterday, me and some people were talking about Ouya, and, you know, you've heard about this. It's the Android console that is supposedly being made. Ouya, I don't know what to think about you. All right. So we got to looking. And now let me start over. $4,895,296 has been pledged. It's got 23 days to go. 38,347 of you have decided to back this project. 38,347 of you have apparently not done much research. I got to looking and kind of digging around yesterday. Did you realize Ouya has not even a website? They have no website. Their email on their website, their email on Kickstarter goes back to Kickstarter. It's not even a separate email. It's Kickstarter. They only show having one employee.
Ooh.
Yeah. I went to angel.co, I think it was. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up, because I was just looking for the Angel. Angel has them. And I got to looking. They have one founder, Julie Ehrman. Four advisors, Peter Pham, Ives Bihar, Ed Fries, Amal Sarva, and four employees, they have Mufi Ghadali. That's it. That's all they're showing works for them. This is nuts. Okay, and so they're also saying that this system, this console, is going to be out for you to buy by March of 2013. So that gives them, 8 months to finish this. Most consoles release a dev kit for people to be creating games and porting their games onto at least 6 months beforehand, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a working prototype. That's it. A
okay.
working prototype. prototype, and that's all.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was one of the people that you just listed last name F-U-N-G, Fung?
No.
Okay. Now, here's an interesting thing that you were saying. I just went to, you know, look up to see who owns a domain name. That's somebody named Jason Fung.
Mm-hmm.
Ouya.com is not available, but, yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling something sincerely fishy here. So I mean, and all their images, they're showing us a console and, you know, the controller, but they're saying we only have a prototype, a working prototype. That's it. They have no production lined up whatsoever. And this is supposed to be out in 8 months.
Now, theoretically, with the amount of money that they're going to get, they could put together something in 8 months. I would tell you, as excited as I am, I probably wouldn't buy it in that short of a time. Does it say where? Is anybody able to see where they're located? Whoever owns this this domain is in Cambridge. On one hand, I understand they may not have had the money. They may have put it the Kickstarter. They didn't expect it to do this well. It has, and it could be as soon as they get their money, they're gonna, you know, go all legit and everything. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have a free email nowadays.
Yeah, and they're saying they're not even they don't even have dev kits ready.
Yep,
nothing.
They look like they were caught with their boxers down. Boxers.
Yeah.
Oh, with the boxers down. I don't know what's going on, guys. Y'all better tighten it up because, you know, over here, y'all think that because we're girls and we're giggling, we're playing. But like every woman on the planet, we're watching.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was like, you know, hey, it looks like a woman is the founder. It's kind of cool. So I got to digging. And I was like, no, wait a minute. Why does this keep going right back to Kickstarter? Don't you have an actual email?
Now, they have a Facebook page, and we've told them that we're very excited to see what they're going to do. I am excited. But we hope you're not a scam. Because remember, we had a console like this maybe 5-6 years ago where the guy was saying this console would be able to play any game. You know, it would play Xbox, PlayStation, Wii, any game you put in it, it could play. And that person has disappeared off the face of the earth. I have no idea where this person is. I don't know if they had him killed because, you know, Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo got together and said, this cannot be, he must die. I don't know what happened. But if he had had access to Kickstarter then, he probably would have done the same thing. I'm not saying it's a scam, people, but we don't really know.
I would hope it's not, because if this is, this will be the end of all crowdsourced funding.
Yeah. Nobody's going to trust them again. And Kickstarter, yeah, you all are doing something.
I've let several people up recently that are just kind of like, really?
Yeah, it's getting...
You wouldn't let us, but you let them?
Well, they have not stopped us. They're putting us through. We're having to jump through some major hoops, just so y'all know. We've mentioned to y'all we have a Kickstarter, but they are making us jump through hoops, whereas other people are not jumping through the same hoop with the same thing. So that's a question. I'm really questioning Kickstarter mostly.
Yeah.
Whereas we have some new crowdsource funding people coming on the scene that are doing a bit more research, a bit more. We need to verify you are who you say you are, because pretty much with Kickstarter, all you got to do is have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't say that you're anything. Yeah. We're watching YouTube Kickstarter.
Yeah, we definitely are. This is a little scary. I hope it's not, because this would be like a huge black smudge, not only for Kickstarter, but for the gaming community in general.
Okay. And considering there is no protection for the people who are donating their money, the protection
mm-hmm.
is all on the people as to whether or not, yeah, y'all better make sure y'all check some of that out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would feel better if they at least had a website. They have nothing. All they have is their Kickstarter page. That's all they have.
And a Facebook.
And a Facebook. They have a Facebook and a Kickstarter page.
And they might have a
Twitter. But seriously, I mean, if you're a legitimate business, once you have a... I would have a webpage showing, you know, what I'm doing, pictures, all this kind of thing, updates, stuff that you're not going to have on Kickstarter.
I don't know. That's the one thing I am not well versed in, is how to build a console or what it takes to go inside. I know that you have to have a dev kit. The program has to be inside. The operating system has to be put into place. But the rest of it, not sure about. So I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're building one now, or maybe
yeah,
I know.
They're like, there's going to be no dev kits because the whole box is technically a dev kit. Anybody can hack it once you buy it.
Yeah, y'all are going to have to. I don't know what to tell y'all to do. Good luck, people at Ouya. I'm hoping that you are a hit because you really could change the whole gaming. You could change the whole game of gaming.
You could. And if you give us a black smudge, I'm going to come put a black smudge on your face.
Can we get some French fries? I want to get my pretty blue shoes dirty.
Sure. We can get you some tennis shoes.
No, actually, I was looking at these red Joel Maddens.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're about 4 inches. I'm going to fall anyway, so I might as well fall on your face with the heel. So anyway.
And good morning, Dark.
Did I not say good morning to him? Good morning to you, good sir.
I don't know if they did or not, but yeah. No, I'm saying good morning. I'm a little slow this morning, so hey.
And I'm super fast, so this is going to be interesting. Okay. Ginger, how's it going with the Secret World? I know you've been keeping a running review up for the people that follow our Cinch.
Secret World is amazing. It's amazing.
Well, apparently, you are not the only person that thinks so. See, we told you guys it was going to be good. Can we pick them or can we pick them, right?
Yes. Okay. The deeper I'm getting into it, the more I'm liking it. It is hardcore. You are going to work for this one.
Yes. Okay, so the reviews are in. Our people over at Rock Paper Shotgun, Mr. Lovely, I was going to say sexy, but actually, yeah, I'm not going to say you're sexy. But he says, anyone who fell in love with The Longest Journey will most likely be smitten by the abundance of words and wordplay. He says, the small touches remind me of the world outside the screen, the detailed menus in a cafe that will never serve another customer, the fact that almost every individual you meet not only has a place but a purpose, even if it's just to survive. The story isn't told through the scattered lore, icons, but through the tales of the people that you meet. Like the Old Republic, these are fully voiced people in cinematic cutscenes. Unlike the Old Republic, these fully voiced people are given a compelling reason to speak by good dialogue, consistent voice acting, and intriguing backstories. Adam is saying that the influence of Funcom's creative director Ragnar Tornquist is evident throughout raising the Secret World far above its competitors. So they're saying it's worth the subscription model, which we have told you guys. We've been saying this for months before it came out. Truly, we've gotten a look at some things that we haven't been able to share with you because our price is crazy, but we do a little bit more. But when we tell you it's going to be good, it's good.
Yes, it is. It is very. The PvP, I love. I've been having so much fun playing it. I played it a lot this weekend, more than I need to admit to, but yeah. Lovely, lovely game. The social system is a little different. It kind of reminds me of Fallen Earth in that sense. But that's fine because I'm too damn busy trying to not die. I rolled a healer. And I went blood magic, and hey, what do you know? Blood magic actually hurts you when you cast. So you're not only hurting the mob, you're hurting yourself. So
listen, they're also talking about there's no roaming world bosses.
No.
Yeah, and they said there's not a compelling reason to mill chat. Handsomely mounted but lacking in amenities and distractions. There's no group finding tool. So the only option is to dive into the deep end by responding to one of the incomprehensive strings of acronyms and chat channel that starts with LFG.
True story. Like I just said, the social system is lacking. That is the only real complaint that I have.
Well, they're saying it has very few issues fixable. I think, again, as we said last week, they're still a baby, but they're off to a good start.
The game itself is hot.
Now, and I would argue that that there's no elite roaming world boss is that I like. That's a different feeling, and that's what we should be going for in games. We shouldn't make it so that it's like the others, and then what's the point?
They're not roaming. I mean, hell, I'm doing a quest. I'm all like, oh, hey, look, I need to chase these ravens. I need to chase these ravens here. Kill some zombies. It's like, chase the ravens here. Do-do-do-do-do. Chase some more ravens. Oh, my God, that's a boss.
I like when that happens.
That hurt so bad. I was like, ow, ow, ow.
Down. Face down.
I was too. I was like, holy crap. And beware the bosses will have AoE effects on the ground. So watch where you're standing because I was like, why am I dying? Oh, crap. What is that stuff? Oh, man. Why did I just step in?
Okay, I got to do another quickie one.
Okay, all right. Quickie.
Mm-hmm. Sony is officially left in limbo. That's right.
Uh-oh.
You just saw me post this on the Twitter. By the time you hear it anyway, it'll be up on Twitter. Ah, Sony. Independent success story. Limbo eventually made its way to the PlayStation Network, but Sony could have secured the game first if it had been willing to play nice with developer Playdead. Mm-hmm. They could have had it before Xbox. SCE executive director, producer Pete Smith admitted during Develop last week that Sony lost out on the deal because the company wanted the rights to the Limbo IP. Playdead went on to sign a deal with Microsoft, and the game was released in 2010, July, makes 2 years now, on the Xbox Live Arcade, and then it took a year to reach PSN and Steam. A year! Limbo sold 300,000 copies in its first month on the XBLA, and the game passed 1 million by the end of last year. Smith talks about the pros and cons of trying to gain full IP rights during the develop session. He says there are obvious benefits to keeping it, but also giving it up. You're way more likely to get the deal. Remember, 100% of nothing is nothing. A publisher is much more likely to commit to marketing and merchandising if they own the IP. Sometimes all we want is protection, so devs don't make a game, finish it, then go to one of our rivals. We look at IP as on a case-by-case basis. With a bit of common sense, you can find common ground. But you know, your common sense was not right in this effect because most households are multi-console. Most are.
Yes.
Even people that are not gamers, you have console for them, and then they have the Xbox for the kids, for their teenagers, the teenagers who want the Xbox because of the social aspects. So, or even the PlayStation. Some of you guys out there that are daddies that have, you know, you have a son that's, you know, in the teen years, you like PlayStation, he likes Xbox. Either way, there's two consoles. And instead of having it on the one console where it, you know, would have had to rival the other, it's not really rivaling when they're when it comes a year later. Everybody that has Xbox has already bought it. They're like, why do I need this for PlayStation? And they might have bought it for PlayStation first. You got some hardcore PlayStation people that would always buy from you first, but you didn't really rival. Steam, same thing. Yeah, I don't know what happened with you guys, but this was not the smartest decision. 300,000 copies in the first month? You could have knocked the socks off of Xbox if you had just said, you know what, go ahead and do what you want to do. But then this is what kills me. They're fighting to have control of Limbo, but you let go of GTA?
I don't understand how they do this kind of thing.
You let go of Metal Gear Solid? Anyway, moving along.
Gonna cut you.
I'm not gonna cut them. It's their money. It's money out of their pocket.
Well, there was some. Well, I can't really say it was cutting. It was stabbing going on, actually.
Oh.
This came out Friday, actually, after we got off air, I think. I don't think I read it, at least. Man stabbed during heated World of Warcraft argument. Yeah.
Wow.
There's probably two lessons to be learned from the following story. Don't take video games too seriously, and don't engage your neighbor when they are agitated and engaged in an active argument. Call the police instead. According to a report in Canoe, 20-year-old Peterborough, a town almost 80 miles northeast of Toronto, Canada, a 20-year-old Peterborough man found himself stabbed in the chest after interjecting himself in an argument with his neighbor over World War. According to the report, the neighbor was having an argument with a house guest and with people over his headset while playing World of Warcraft. Concerned with all the yelling, Jordan Osborne went next door to see what was going on. I was telling him, there's no need for you to be freaking out about World of Warcraft. It's just a game. And my neighbor said, it's not just a game. It's my life. Wow. All right. So,
see, that's why we call it World of Warcraft right there.
According to Osborne, his neighbor then grabbed him by the throat, punched him in the face, and stabbed him in the chest.
Oh, my God!
Ultimately, he was hospitalized for the stab wound to his sternum. The neighbor, 21-year-old Justin Williams, was charged with aggravated assault and assault with a weapon. Williams was scheduled to appear in court yesterday, but details on the case were unavailable at the time of the writing. Osborne says, I was sitting in my house today thinking, I should be dead, shouldn't I? Over World of Warcraft game. Wow. Alright, people. I'm a huge game junkie. I am fully addicted to games. I'm not even going to lie about it. I'm not going to stab any of you over it. No, I may threaten it, you know, but it's a joke. I'm not actually going to stab you. And games? A game is a game is a game is a game, people. Well, I may love it, and I may be some hardcore serious over it when I'm playing. I'm like, girl, don't you steal my loot. I'm not going to... It's not my life. My life is my family, my home, everybody else, my friends, you know? not the game. The game
that
is just something that I thoroughly enjoy.
That means that that young man needed some help.
Serious mental help.
Either some drugs or a spanking, either one.
Yes, yes. But here is the lesson. People are crazy, all right? If it gets to the point where you have to go check on it and you're worried, call the darn cops, all right? They're trained for this.
All right, I forgot to say this to the show. I want to give a heart congratulations to our friend Derek Nolan, who got engaged over the weekend.
Yay! Who's Derek?
Our fellow gamer. You know what, Derek, don't cut me. I want to say he's at a grown up. Oh, God, I suck. Derek, I'm sorry. He's at, I am a sucky friend this morning. Derek is probably laughing. Too old to play. There you go. TooOldToPlay.com. And I met Derek a couple years ago. He was on a panel and got to talking. And we were then saying, we need to do something together. That was years ago. Wow. Time flies. But he got engaged over the weekend. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. And she's a lovely girl. See, guys and girls, you can find a pretty girl and a handsome guy that are gamers, and they can get together. So, fantastical. Anyway,
awesome.
I wanted to tell him congratulations.
Fantastical, yes.
Now, speaking of dating, did you know what Wii Pro controller? We mentioned that, and everybody was saying how much it looks like the Xbox One.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a reason for that, because the Wii said to Call of Duty, we want you bad. We want you bad. We'll do anything to have you, Call of Duty. And Call of Duty said, really, will you? Will you make me a new controller? And we said, of course, baby. Okay, so Nintendo.
Wow, that's hot.
The Nintendo designed the Wii U Pro Controller with the express purpose of convincing Activision to bring the Call of Duty franchise to the upcoming console. This is being claimed by Wedbush Securities analyst Michael Pachter. According to the analyst who was speaking at Develop last week, Activision basically insisted on a more traditional controller. Activision never said anything to me, but I know that for big games like Call of Duty, they said, no, we're not putting it on there if you don't give us a conventional controller. So they gave in, he said. Of course, Jihad.biz is reporting that the Pro Controller does make it easier for third-party publishers to bring game experiences to Wii U with any special gamepad control schemes, and it undoubtedly opens up a door for numerous 360 and PS3 ports. Nintendo is trying to avoid the problem of third parties not granting enough support for the system, and it's likely that the Pro Controller is part of the strategy. That said, Pachter remains very skeptical of the Wii U overall, saying it isn't going to work. I don't get it, he says. I think that essentially this is a solution in search of a problem. I mean, somebody had an idea. Let's make the controller a tablet. And there aren't any games that are going to take advantage of that, he said. You know, they cannot make you all happy. They give you the controller you want, and you're still complaining.
No kidding, right?
They do something new, and you're complaining. But then when the other consoles copy it, you're like, oh, it's so cool when they do it. Why wasn't it cool when Nintendo did it?
Nintendo, and Nintendo's a baby game.
Yeah, you were having no problem playing the baby game when you were playing Mario. And notice, the smartest thing Nintendo has ever done is Mario has never left Nintendo. And that
very
is a cash cow. And they're smart enough to know we will never give you our Mario, our Princess Peach, our Bowser. You will never see any of them on your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo understands. They understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Though, you know, Xbox has tried copying them.
They try.
And failed
miserably, horribly, disgustingly.
All right, so Steam Summer Sale not going over so well.
Oops, Blaster's not going to like that.
Steam Summer Sale sullied by Ubisoft's DRM scheme. If you bought an Ubisoft game available as part of Steam's massive Summer Sale, you may experience what users are feeling right about now, angst and rage. Apparently, some players who bought Ubisoft games have found that they cannot play them because of Uplay, the online service in charge of validating DRM in many of Ubisoft's titles. But this isn't just isolated to Steam users with Ubisoft games. Apparently, the service is down for everyone. And because Ubisoft's DRM requires online verification, no one can play any game. The service was down on Sunday, and judging by the 23-plus pages of complaints on the Ubisoft forums, the problem has not been fixed as of the writing. So they say we'll be updating the story as more information becomes available, and
ouch.
I will be letting you know, because, oh my God, if this was me, I would be so incredibly ticked off.
It's an understatement.
Yes.
You know, I was talking with somebody about it over the weekend. I don't understand the whole... This is kind of a throwback, actually, to the beginning of Xbox when they would make you sign in. Remember, there was a whole bunch of problems with that. And it's like they didn't learn the lessons the first time, EA and Ubisoft. It is... Players do not like having to stop and log into every single thing. I want my things across the board. I want to go and you log me in. I already have an Xbox account. I already have PlayStation. I already have a Steam account. It should already create from as soon as I click. It should be 1 moment creating your account and I'm done. But now I've got to go over and sign up.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't know. Maybe some of you like that kind of thing. Not so much for me. All right, can I do another one?
You can.
All right, this, I sincerely do not think I talked about this Friday, but I want to talk about this because this is sickening.
Uh-oh.
Did I talk about Russian Parliament approves internet censorship bill?
What? Oh, how did that one slip by us?
I know, right? Seriously, a lot of news like came out as soon as we got off air. In the rest of the world, websites can go dark, post commentary, or engage in various forms of protest to let governments and corporations know how they feel about a particular issue. But as a Mashable report points out, in Russia it causes the government to fast-track an immediate legislative solution to these kinds of problems. Earlier this week, the Russian Parliament approved Bill 894-6, a law that critics say allows the government to blacklist any website that publishes material it deems to be offensive. Under the new law, websites have a 24-hour window to remove offending material after posting it. While politicians list materials that the average internet user would deem offensive or repulsive, such as child pornography, instructions on how to commit suicide, drug propaganda, etc., critics say that that it eliminates due process. Many are also concerned that the government will likely use this new law to ban websites that it doesn't like or that promote messages that are not in line with the government's beliefs, such as Wikipedia, LiveJournal, and Yandex. Several major sites read by Russians are protesting the new bill with blackouts. While the bill has been approved, it won't officially become law until President Vladimir Putin signs it. Most believe, given his aggressive stance against protesters and dissenters in the country, that he will sign it without any reservations. While the parliament approved the bill, not every lawmaker shows the idea. Gennady Gudkov, hope I said your name right, a member of parliament under the Just Russia Party, called the governing body a secretarial office that carries out somebody else's wishes, while Anatoly Lockett of the Communist Party was less diplomatic with his words. The goal of the bill is to wipe out dissent in our country. Wow.
Wow.
I would say I can't believe it, but it is Russia, and they got some crazy stuff that they do and have done. So, wow. I'm so sorry, Russians.
We didn't know. We would have had you back.
Yeah, I wish we'd heard about this sooner because this is just nuts.
Oh, by the way, Joe, thank you for the shoe. That is epic. I am so making that for my babies in Second Life. Oh, my God.
He gave you a shoe?
Yes, it's got Donkey Kong on it. So that's why I hear the music in my head. Dun, 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 dun.
I want to see.
You've been tagged. Just to go to your Facebook and see. Now, while she does.
Okay.
Yes. Now, while you do that, got to let you guys know, NVIDIA cut.
Cut how?
Well, NVIDIA is the latest in a long list of people to be hacked. NVIDIA has become the latest company to suspend services after user details were accessed by unauthorized third parties. The company was forced to shut down its official forms last week after it saw suspicious activity on the site. It is now confirmed that hackers have accessed usernames, email addresses, hash passwords, and random salt value and profile information. According to GI.biz, there's a statement that they've issued. It says, "We apologize that our continuing investigation is taking this long. Know that we are working around the clock to ensure that secure operations can be restored. NVIDIA is continuing to investigate this matter and is working to restore the forums as soon as possible. We are employing additional security measures to minimize the impact of future attacks." NVIDIA, of course, is joining the hacked party, along with Sony, Codemasters, Sega, Cryptic Studios, and Riot Games as a victim of hacker activity. You would think. Do something. No. You would think you would get it together.
No. Get it together? No. Why would they ever get it together? Oh my God, those are cute.
Are they not the most adorable thing you've ever seen?
I want those. Where'd you get those? I need those.
I don't know where he got them, but I know where they're going.
They're going on my feet if I can find out where to buy them.
Oh, they're going in Second Life because I know some babies would love Donkey Kong on their feet. Okay.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I will be doing that later. All right. I got another one.
Oh, do you got another one? All right. Go on.
Dudes, I want to tell you to enjoy. What you were looking at. Okay, but so while she's still looking and enjoying the shoe, remember that delicious little computer we told you about, Raspberry Pi?
Yes, Raspberry Pi.
Well, it's shipping. That's right.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Are they shipping one to me? That's what
yes.
I wanted.
Yes, let me just tell you, it apparently, if the raving we'd done before wasn't enough, it fits in the palm of your hand and can run quite nicely. It can run quite nicely off of 4 AA batteries, and it's now shipping in volume for, again,
wow,
33.
I had a comment. I'm just going to shoot.
$33. You hush. I know it. I heard that. $33. $33, people. The indie project is being run by nonprofit Raspberry Pi Foundation. They first shipped in April after getting tens of thousands of pre-orders, but the supply has been constrained, limiting hobbyists and others to single orders. Now the foundation has increased manufacturing capacity and announced the ability to buy in bulk. Some had been so desperate to get their hands on the popular device that they've paid over $200, almost 10 times the list price, to snap up a Pi on eBay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Tasty pie. Miss Liz Upton, who's the community manager for the Raspberry Pi Foundation, said in a blog post that this is of special importance to those of you who are using the Raspberry Pi in your business and to people looking to buy classroom sets for schools and universities. And for those of you who have little people in school, you want to do something great. If you've got $200 to spare, this is 4 computers, you know, actually way more than 4 computers you can buy for $200. Think about it. You mm-hmm. could donate a bunch of computers to the school that are super powered. The Pi is supposed to be tiny. It's about half the size of a credit card. Again, it fits in the palm of your hand, but it has a 700 megahertz processor, comes at 256 megabytes of RAM, has a bunch of ports, has an Ethernet port, HDMI, USB, an audio jack. It runs a Linux operating system off of an SD card. You know, your digital camera or your phone. Yeah. With that kind of power, the Pi can play fully HD video, run video games. Yes, Quake 3, people. Or it can do completely ordinary business tasks such as spreadsheets and all that word processing and documents. Again, you can place your order online now. I would recommend if you have the money to spend, you're not doing anything with it, go by and surprise the hell out of some people at a school and just bring them a bunch and say, by the way, I'm donating all 6 of these computers. I got them in my purse. That'll freak them out. I got 6 computers in my purse I want to donate to y'all. And they're going to be like, yeah, right, just start pulling them out.
Wow.
But you can go by pi.rsdelivers.com to get yours. You can pay with your PayPal card. Awesome. I love the idea of this. You know, I'm wondering why Microsoft didn't step up and do something like this. They're really usually about education. They usually create things like this. But awesome, awesome, awesome. I want one. I'm scared of Linux. Don't ask me why, because I've seen the system run like Snow's. Did I tell you about Snow's laptop?
Nuh-uh.
Dude, Snow's laptop, I wanted to touch the laptop and myself. It has Linux on it. It runs so smooth. And it was just like butter on screen. It was delicious.
Awesome.
Snow, I want Snow's laptop. She turns her back, I may have to hit her in the back of the head with a heel, with the stiletto, and just take it from. And I'm gonna say, girl, I'm sorry. Bam.
I love you, but I need this.
I love you, but I need it. She's gonna cut me. I think she's listening this morning.
Hello, Snow.
Don't kill us, Snow. I'm not gonna kill you when I hit you in the back of your head, girl.
No killing, because we need the snow. But she does need your computer. All right, and since Snow is listening, I want to do this porn one. Love you, Snow. Court dismisses negligence claim in porn file sharing case. About this last week, I don't know if you remember it or not. Porn publisher Liberty Media is trying out a new tactic in fighting against illegal downloads of its adult films, suing Wi-Fi network owners with negligence. The tactic, which is tested in the Southern District Court of New York and failed miserably. The thrust of the lawsuit is that defendant Shulier Whetstone illegally downloaded the adult film Corbin Fisher's Down on the Farm using BitTorrent via co-defendant Carrie Tabora's internet connection, Wi-Fi-enabled network. Liberty Media claims that the two were engaged in what calls a scheme to illegally pirate the movie by using advanced internet file-sharing technology called BitTorrent, and that Tabora declined to put a stop to Whetstone's piracy despite having had the ability to do so. It goes on to claim that the defendants were engaged in direct and contributory copyright infringement, and claims Tabora was engaged in acts of negligence for not putting a stop to it on the Wi-Fi network. Tabora asked the court to dismiss the an amicus brief in the case, warning the court that siding with Liberty Media would set a dangerous precedent. The U.S. District Court Judge Lewis A. Kaplan agrees, and he says the right that Liberty seeks to vindicate by its state law negligence claim, the imposition of liability on one who knowingly contributes to a direct infringement by another, already is protected by the Copyright Act under the doctrine of contributory infringement. He goes on to say a lot more about how Liberty Media was looking for a remedy that runs afoul of protections provided in the Copyright Act. The writer says I won't bore you with the details, but you can read the entire decision over at docstock.com. Yeah, you can go over there and look it up. It's on gamepolitics.com. Really long link. Just not going to give it to you. Sorry, folks. Judge Kaplan closes his decision by ultimately tossing the case out for the foregoing reasons. Tabora's motion to dismiss the complaint, DI-14, is granted in all respects. Liberty may move, not later than July 25, 2012, for leave to amend the direct and contributory infringement claims to assert registration of a claim to copyright to the motion picture that allegedly was infringed. All right, they downloaded porn. I don't know how much you're making in the first place anyways, from this kind of thing. Somebody downloaded it from her Wi-Fi network. Shame on her for not having it locked, but at the same time, hey, I love it when you people don't have your Wi-Fis locked because I totally steal that stuff when I'm out around town.
don't be announcing it all on the air, girl. What's wrong with you?
I'm not stealing stuff. You leave it open. It's accessible. I'm totally cruising Facebook. Anyways, not like I'm downloading stuff. But, you know?
This is true.
You people. You people. Right. You know, so what are you going to do? Are you going to file against, like, McDonald's next? Or, you know, here in Texas, our rest stops actually have Wi-Fi.
This is true.
Are
I just found that out.
Them?
Oh my God! I did not realize. Why is that woman there? Like, oh, I picked up a connection. Where is this coming from?
The rest stops. The rest stops have Wi-Fi.
There is a rest stop. I got to tell you, people. This is like it's kind of on topic and off topic at the same time. That has Wi-Fi. And if you guys don't know what rest stops are, I've never really seen them outside of the South. Like, when I go, you know, north, I've never seen a rest stop. But a rest stop, because there's so much space, Texas is that huge. And all of the South, between sometimes towns, you have a place where you're able to stop and rest. They have a bathroom. And in the old days, it used to be like they had a bathroom and they had a fountain and some benches. And they'd be like, you know, work it out. Now, we have one here that is so nice. It's between here and San Antonio that is like a lodge when you go in. And, yes, you can go in and sit down for free. There's nobody there stopping you. I mean, they think they have cameras for security and stuff. You know, somebody's off-site watching. But it's got a couch. It's air-conditioned or heated. Fireplace. It's got Wi-Fi. They got a vending machine. You could just rest. You go in just like, oh, I'm going to stop and pull over here and rest. And I'm thinking to myself, if homeless people get out this way.
No kidding, right?
Because and they're always clean. I love it. Lovely. Rest stops are wonderful here. And again, we got the Wi-Fi and the rest stop. You can just get in there and pull out your laptop and just sit down and just relax and rest on your way to the next city if you feel like driving. Lovely. And they're getting so much nicer.
They are. And see, people, you just don't understand here in Texas, and she's not joking, the space. It's ridiculous, the space that we have. And you do. You almost have to just...
stop and rest.
Yeah, because driving from one corner of the state, east to west, take you, what, 14 hours?
If that short a time.
Yeah, and driving north to south, even longer.
Ooh, that's...
I mean, because I'm up here, like, almost on the border. Well, sort of on the border. There's still the panhandle, which I'm still not up in the panhandle. So from me to Corey, it's 8-hour drive.
Yes.
I don't even understand.
We love our cities, but God, you got to stop and rest here. And we tend to be low on the side of on the road accidents, the people falling asleep. That's why they put those rest stops there. If y'all want to know the truth, but and they're nice. I just think I should just move into one. It's got electricity. It's got something to eat. It's free Wi-Fi. What more can you ask for?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Apparently,
I don't know. I could ask for a few less bugs.
Well, you know, no, you haven't been to this one I'm talking about. There is no bugs, honey. It's like a small, it's like a living room. It really was. It's well lit. There was a fireplace business. It was lit. It was warm.
Yeah, we have like a, it's not run by the city, but we have a visitor center here in our town that you can stop on. It's on the highway.
Yes.
And you go in, it's got nice bathrooms, nice, luscious, just huge stalls. They're gorgeous. It's clean and beautiful. They're made and it's air conditioned and
it's got little things about the historical things on the wall.
Yeah, it's got like a little museum off to one side of it too. It's great.
It's quite nice. See how we do it in Texas? You see why we love our state? They take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Try to. Anyway,
Joe, find me the link. I want to buy those.
I went to where he got the link from, and it's whoever that is also just finding them on the internet. So it's gonna take some digging.
I tracked it all the way back to Nike. And I'm trying to find
That is a nice swoosh. That's a nice Nike swoosh. You are absolutely right. Okay, moving along. You people that love you some Sonic will be happy to know he will be making his return to the Gamer Red Carpet. Yes, Sonic is coming back again, according to Sega. They have announced that 2012 Sonic Boom Community Fan Fest is what they're going to be having during San Diego Comic-Con, so if you're out that week, you can go check it out. They've also officially announced the HD remake of the legendary Dreamcast title Sonic Adventure 2 for PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade, the game that first introduced the world to Sonic's darker counterpart, Shadow the Hedgehog. Sonic Adventure 2 has players exploring two unique storylines from the perspectives of both longtime heroes. How can one be the darker counterpart and be the hero? I'm just curious. But anyway, and also new and returning villains in battle for the fate of the world, first released way back in 2001 and hailed as one of the last great Dreamcast releases, this unmissable Sonic story will feature high-definition graphics, leaderboards, achievement, trophy support, and more when it hits consoles later this year. You can go over to Sega.com if you are interested in learning more about getting yourself a copy of that or what's going to be in it. I was going to say follow them on Facebook, but we are already following them. So if you can't find them, search our followers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, well, I just like them on Facebook.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Sonic.
Yeah.
Sonic, of all people. Sonic. What made them snatch up Sonic again?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I was looking for, here we go. All right. Xbox 360 limited Xbox 360 limited edition Halo 4 console bundle and accessories revealed at San Diego Comic-Con. Halo 4 fans can commemorate this year's biggest blockbuster game with a limited edition console bundle and standalone wireless controller featuring exclusive downloadable content. All right, so this weekend in front of thousands of Halo fans and attendance at San Diego Comic-Con, Microsoft and 343 Industries revealed the Xbox 360 Limited Edition Halo 4 console bundle. By the way, the picture is up on my Facebook.com. Go check it out. The limited edition bundle and accessories showcase a never-before-seen design inspired by the game and includes everything the Halo technology right into your living room. The Xbox 360 Limited Edition Halo 4 console bundle is available for pre-order now and will arrive in stores for the launch of Halo 4 on November 6, 2012. Yay, we don't have that much longer. This must-have bundle contains an exclusive custom-designed console and two exclusive... controllers.
Halo.
I know. I'm all like drooling over here.
It's just funny because when you were playing, you were not all that revved up. What is that? The mask.
I'm not big for the PvP for Halo. I like the storyline.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You did say that.
Yeah, I'm not big for the PvP for Halo. I'm not a first-person kind of gal. Now, third-person shooter? Oh, man, I'll tear you up. First-person? Not so much. I don't know what it is about it. It's pretty much the same thing. It's just the angles of the camera.
You like to see your character, and it makes you aim better. I get it. When I can see my character, yes. I aim a whole lot better.
Yes, yes. I mean, because I've been playing Microvolt, and the people that I've been playing with, I've been called a lot of dirty names. Yeah, because I've been killing them left and right. All right, so anyways, as the definitive console bundle of 2012, the limited edition console bundle offers an incredible value for fans. who want to enjoy the immersive world of Halo 4. The Xbox 360 Limited Edition Halo 4 bundle is available through your favorite retailer while supplies last, and it's priced at £269.99, pounds, lindens, francs, something, whatever the little L sign is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is awesome. The Halo 4 Limited Edition Wireless Controller will also feature the Halo 4 Glowing Blue Xbox Guide Button. The product will be available the 6th of November and is priced at £39.99, pounds, lindens, francs, whatever. That's awesome. If you've not gone and watched the live-action trailer, whatnot, for Halo 4, you've got to go see it. They're actually putting out a 90-minute web series. It's going to be 15-minute series on YouTube, I think. Anyways, it's amazing. It's live action. It's so hot. I know it's not Master Chief's voice, da-da-da-da-da, and it's not Master Chief in it because I went and looked up who Master Chief is in real life. Don't do that, by the way. Don't do that.
I tell you not to look.
I had to go look. And don't do that.
I made the mistake of looking up whoever did, the guy that does Nico Bellic's voice from GTA Hot, the guy that does, what was it, Ballad of Gay Tony, that lead character, that's a no-no. He's hot from the neck down, but he needs to just wear a mask.
No, this one is a radio DJ.
Oh, an upset.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so evil. Enough.
I had to go look it up, though.
See, that's like, what's his face that does the voice for the Batman cartoon from the 90s? Lovely voice. I am like, oh, my God, he sounds so hot. He has to be hot. No.
No, I wish, but no.
Well, you all know... all know what time it is, don't you?
What time is it?
It's time for charts.
Charts! Oh, it is Monday! Yay! Okay, ready.
What we're all in love with over the weekend? We're going to tell you. Number 10. Coming in at number 10.
Number 10!
Max Payne 3. Still in the top 10. Yes, Max Payne 3. So, number 9.
Number 9.
Mario and Sonic London 2012 Olympic Games. Number 8.
Number 8.
Spec Ops The Line.
Right.
I think I've been sleeping on this one. I may have to grab that one up. Number 7. You will never guess what
number
this
seven,
is.
Number 7. 7, 7, 7,
just guess. What do you think it is?
7 and 7. I don't know.
FIFA.
FIFA. Yeah. FIFA. I should know this one. FIFA.
You should know that one.
FIFA Streets or just FIFA?
FIFA 12.
Okay.
Okay. 6.
Number 6. Because, you know, that's one letter away from a very awesome word.
The Elder Scrolls Skyrim. Number 5.
Number 5.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Still hanging.
Yay.
Number 4. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Yay. Okay, man.
Number 3.
Number 3, because you know you want 3.
Spider-Man, does whatever Spider-Man is. You know what? You're singing the Homer Simpson version. I'm singing the real one. Stop it, Jenny. Number 2, London.
Number 2, me and you, baby.
London 2012, the official video game. This girl's out of order this morning. And number 1?
Number 1, when you only have batteries.
And not only does he have batteries, he's got a Batarang. He's got a Batmobile, a Batcar. It's Lego Batman 2.
Lego Batman. Awesome.
Fantastical. Don't you love Lego Batman?
I do. That is, I love Legos anything. So, I know, and I was so sad because Monday, I think it was Monday, wasn't it Monday in Austin, there was some kind of Lego going on?
Oh, yes.
I didn't get to go because I had to go home.
There was, and we did not go. Why did we not go? Oh, yeah, I had zombieism, yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved to have gone, but I had to go home, so...
And I had zombie-itis. I could not stop eating.
She did. She was eating everything. Everything in sight.
Not everything in sight.
But and fixes to keep this title running strong. Slytherin and Matrix Games are happy to announce the release of version 2.05 updates for the critically acclaimed turn-based strategy game Battle Academy. The update brings with it bug fixes and updates to the new multiplayer maps, as well as other bug fixes to keep the gameplay experience running smoothly. One of the biggest fixes in the update is to the multiplayer maps, ensuring players will get balanced gameplay against their opponents. The full update list is below. So what do we have? Updates, balances, fixes, and updates to multiplayer maps, bug fixes and improved feedback, bug fixes for server messages on all platforms, fixed bug when canceling forced selection upload causing premature game end. Don't you hate it when you get the whole premature game end? Anyways, fixed MP version login bug on iPad. Added information on re-downloading expansions on iPad. Yay! All right, so if you want the link to the update, I've got it for you over on GameMatrix.com this morning. Head over there, check it out. Do it. Miss Corey?
Because I have the hiccups and I'm choking and coughing,
oh, okay.
So I had to mute myself. It was pretty funny.
That's fine. I can grab another if you want me to.
Oh, I think I'd be good. Ah, such interesting things going on. Where to start? Well,
we only got like 9 minutes left.
Well, if you guys don't know who Dan Bull is.
Do you know Dan Bull?
Dan Bull. Do you know who he is?
Wasn't he Roseanne's husband?
I said Dan Bull. You are. I'm done with you for the day.
Who's Dan Bull?
Well, Dan Bull happens to be a very prolific YouTube poster. What happens when people who protest about copyright laws are silenced by copyright infringement claims? YouTube rapper and commentator Dan Bull believes this has happened to him, so he's taken to YouTube to document his experience. According to VB, the case begins with rapper Lloyd Finesse suing Mac Miller for $10 million for using the beat from Hip to the Game without permission on a mixtape track. Bull, a rapper in its own right, created a YouTube video to call Finesse a hypocrite because Finesse's song samples jazz music from Oscar Peterson. Bull's video also uses the beat from Finesse's Hip Hop to the Game, but he claimed he could use it under fair use because it is acting as a commentary or parody. Fair use is what allows you to watch Let's Call Me Maybe parodies, or let sites like Us, or VentureBeat, or GI.biz, or Game Politics post small amounts of copyrighted works without asking permission. But YouTube has taken down the video Bull uploaded because Lloyd Finesse claimed copyright infringement on it. Yeah. Bull's video views and all the comments he received are gone now, and he doesn't want to take the case to court because it would be costly. He said copyright law is being used to silence criticism of copyright law. And it says, so to help explain what just happened, he's posted a video up on YouTube and why he's upset with what Finesse is doing. Bull created an 8-minute video that helps show the alleged hypocrisy and act as a warning to others about how fair use may not protect your original videos from being taken down by copyright claims. Or, in our case, videos that we're in that belong to us, bearing our likeness, that we cannot post. Ginger, you need to be aware of that, by the way. They may start snatching down your Gamer Girl things. Yeah. Figure it out, you let me know. We have videos that I've put up and posted that I cannot, that they take down and say, this is not, you may not have permission from the person to post this, the people that are in it. I'm in it. Why can't I?
Watch me. It's me. Here, I'll flash my boobs. It's me.
Boob identification.
Exactly.
Anyway, Mr. Bull, you need to call yourself Bull. That seems to be your name. He says, I fought ACTA, SOPA, DEA, and various other forms of censorship in the name of copyright. Bull writes in his video description, in his 8-minute video we told you about, he says, I will not be silenced by this kind of abuse of the copyright system. The DMCA is not supposed to be used in this way. And you can go over and check him out on the YouTubes, and you can find it by Censored by Copyright, Dan Bull Video Removed. And I may actually share this up on the Twitters for you.
All right.
I can find it. We got about 7 minutes, Ginger. Make them out.
Wow. All right. So I'm going to go with this one. And forgive me if I have to stop in between because I'm rolling my eyes so hard it makes my head hurt. Dating site launches new spinoff, Shagga Gamer, after being overrun with sex-obsessed gamers.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I wish I were. Data Gamer promotes its latest offering after realizing some members weren't actually looking for dates. Randy gamers are being offered the opportunity to hook up and do what comes naturally thanks to the brand new creation of popular dating site Date Gamer. ShaggyGamer.com has been launched today to fill the gap left for horny geeks who aren't necessarily looking for dating or a long-term relationship, but who are interested in scouting for sex online and meeting up for no strings nookie. Oh, my God. Wow.
I right there with you.
It seems that interests of dating have been using the site to search for sex rather than to meet the geek of their dreams. So the new site has been launched to help them hook up and get jiggy. The site launched earlier today in the UK and in four international territories, and its creators have already seen hundreds of members defect from datagamer.co.uk. Shaggy Gamer founder Tom Thurlow explains, since its launch earlier in the year, DataGamer has grown more quickly than we ever anticipated and now has over 150,000 members. Over the past few months, we noticed that instead of looking for love, many of the members were using the site purely to meet up for sex. That's not something we were expecting, but obviously gamers get urges too. It got us thinking that perhaps by providing a platform where geeks and gamers over the age of 18 could arrange to meet up and get it on, we could help people who may feel uneasy in social situations and find someone and get some action.
They're still going to feel uneasy. It's still a social situation.
Ah, no. Ew. People were using the Data Gamer site to meet up for sex anyways, but this way they have a space where they can do this more openly in an arena they are comfortable in other words, online. Tom and Shaggy Gamer team have put up... Oh, my God. I got to back up. Tom and the Shaggy Gamer team have put in place a number of mechanisms designed to keep members as safe as possible, such as advice guides and tips on how to stay safe and secure. We realize this concept will raise more than a few eyebrows, Tom continues, but we are all adults, and by using this platform, all members know what they are there for, and the activity is far more transparent. We're hoping it may even become self-regulating because of this. The team behind both sites hope the launch of Shaggy Gamer will significantly reduce the number of users on Data Gamer who are just interested in sexual encounters. Now gamers can evaluate what they actually want from a date and make a decision. Data Gamer was launched in February 2012, has over 150,000 members, and has so far helped hundreds of game enthusiasts find love. The site is free to join. However, paying members are entitled to a raft of cutting-edge benefits, including the ability to create and read dating diaries and video profiles, send virtual gifts, and chat with friends. And paying gamers can also see who's been viewing their profile. All right, so anyways, you want to just go get it on shaggagamer.com. Oh, my God. You know what? Maybe on one hand, I'm like, maybe since they have a site where they can actually go and try to find somebody to hook up, maybe I'll get less of these whole... You know, want to screw.
We ain't, feeling sorry for you. You know why. You ain't feeling sorry. We ain't feeling sorry for you.
Hey,
you
if did you that not to yourself. Me, if no. They've not seen me, they don't know.
No, Ginger. No. No, no, no.
They've not seen me, they don't know. They don't even know about my Facebook. Not seen the. They don't know.
No, Ginger, they know.
I did get somebody who wrote me an appointment told me he loved me the other day. That was kind of.
Y'all, she's addicted. She's talking smack, but she's addicted. When you don't want to be seen, you're not seen. You don't see me.
I want to be seen. I want them to know who I am.
See? And I rest
my
case.
People who know
all right.
Who I am. Yeah. Rachel,
we will see you guys tomorrow. You know where to find us. Gamer Girls Radio, GamerHX.com. We'll be here bright and early tomorrow and then later again in the evening doing some Pixinista deliciousness. We got a lot of fashion to share. Oof, tons of fashion. So we'll see you guys later. You'll be here till later. You right there? Yeah. Bring the coffee or the tea for Ginger because she likes tea.
Yes.
Don't bring any food, though. We need you just to bring the tea bag, and we'll bring our own water. We don't trust you.
True story.
See you guys later.
I don't see a maid. It's not.